Hi. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
T-Bone is a friend of mine.
I have a friend of T-Bone.
Bye. History of eating.
You should
How'd
be
you
good
do on
this?
Your diet when you were on vacation?
Good. No gaining.
Oh,
stay,
well, that's
stay the same. Stay
I thought
the
you
same.
Would have pulled the pin.
No, I did, but I walked like all over the place. We we barely drove anywhere. We walked almost everywhere. And then when we drove places, we got out and walked a bunch. So yeah, it worked out okay. But I was eating, you know, we're near the sea, right? I mean, Seattle's not far from the ocean. So we had plenty of seafood. I'm eating a lot of sushi.
I also heard that you had a close encounter with a male dong.
We did.
Out in the wild.
Welcome
to the Pacific Northwest.
Well, Seattle has, they have a light rail system that operates a little bit like a subway in that it is underground for large portions of it. But it's not like a subway in the sense that it's all totally enclosed. It feels a lot more out in the open. But we were standing in their subway light rail station waiting for a train to come. And I have my two oldest girls standing next to me and look over to my left. And there is just a man with a backpack on, which total Seattle move. Still got the backpack, nothing else on. That is, he's barefoot, nothing on. And at first I thought, okay, this is a disturbed person. Doesn't know where he is. Doesn't know what's going on.
And you were proven wrong?
Yeah, I think I was, because then, you know, I like try to get the girls not to look over there. They didn't know what was going on. I said, just look over this way for a second. And like a couple of security guards came over and were like, you got to get out of here. And he was like, why? This is me. I'm always yelled at for what I'm wearing. I'm always told what I'm wearing is inappropriate. I'm wearing nothing. How can this be inappropriate? It's me. And they're like, yes, but there's kids around. We get it. You're protesting something. Can you please not do this right here, right now? And he's like, fine, I will leave. And then he goes to the escalator in perhaps the like one of the more power moves I've seen in recent times. He goes to the escalator to leave, turns around, and then rides the escalator up backwards. So everyone gets one more look at him before he ends. And he had his hands out.
And this is
too.
Not a disturbed person?
Well, okay. Disturbed, but I mean, not in the sense of,
not in the sense that he's talking to himself and eating his own face, but
yes,
still he's disturbed.
He was trying to protest something. I don't know what he was protesting.
What was he protesting? By the way, what is his regular outfit?
I don't know.
It's like, yes, sir, we do have a problem with the T-shirt with a huge swastika on it. Can you please take it off?
Yeah.
What? I'm naked now. What's the problem?
I don't know what he was protesting. I didn't, you know, again, I'm also trying not to. The other part of this is when you see someone naked in public and they're not supposed to be naked. Now, if they're supposed to be naked, I guess then that's different, right? You're in a place where nudity is encouraged. I guess everyone can stare.
Where
I don't
is
know.
That?
Like a nude beach, maybe.
Oh, okay.
You can
all
be
right.
naked at a nude
Even
beach
then,
and look
I think
at each other.
There's rules to a nude beach.
Hey, you're nude. If I'm nude and you're nude and we're looking at each other, what's the harm? We're all looking. You're all naked.
I don't
you
think
came
you can,
to a naked beach.
Right, but you can't touch stuff at
I
the
I didn't
naked
say
beach.
Touch. I said look. Look is different.
I don't
to
know
me.
Why you want to be naked if you're not touching yourself. What's the point? What is the...
Well, that, okay. So again, not fully knowing what was going on, naked man shows up where we are. First thought is, don't come over here. I don't want your nakedness to touch anything or anyone. I have kids with me.
Did
like,
the kids
I'm,
see it?
No.
Okay. Because the first naked man they see should be their dad.
Okay.
That's a rite of passage for them to accidentally walk in the room and see you in all your glory. That's and then they get addicted to turtlenecks.
The rite of passage so much
yes,
as a,
it's a
free
well,
pass to therapy.
It's a horrifying rite of passage,
right, yeah.
But everybody sees their dad naked and it scars them for life.
You called it
Don't
a rite.
Don't rob them of that.
You accidentally called it a rite of package, and I think that's the better term. But anyway.
That wasn't a doink. That was a dong.
Yeah, on accident, if that happens, you're right. That seems like the way that typically goes. But so then the first thought is, don't come over here. Second thought is, oh gosh, is he doing anything with his nakedness? And no, the answer was
right.
No. Everything was just standard issue. There was no...
I got it.
Yeah. No upsizing on the order.
Buy some penis.
Nothing. No one was doing anything extra. So then I just thought, okay, this is a person who doesn't know where... Like, I thought, honestly, you know, there's a lot of lot of free usage of drugs going on in the city of Seattle, to which I say, whatever, not my place, not my thing. I let you live. Don't hurt me. I don't hurt you. I don't care what you do in your own spare time. I thought maybe this was
just
a person who was
show up on the subway naked.
I thought maybe the dude was like tripping out or something just didn't know where he was. But then I got a this person was looking people dead in the eye and going, what is the problem? Explain it to me. You like he was arguing with you like you're arguing on the internet, except he was standing there fully naked. Maybe
how much money would it take for you?
I was going to say maybe he thought he was on the internet and maybe that's the problem.
Maybe somebody paid him. Yeah, how much money would it take for you to go to Seattle subway completely naked?
It would only be as high as you think. It'd be in the tens of thousands. Probably high 10,000, like 90,000.
And then you'd have to deal with the consequences.
Like
if a cop arrests you?
Well, they didn't even, that's the thing. No one came over and like threw this guy in a cop car. They were just like, "Can you please leave?" And he did. And he left. And then that was it. There was no like guns drawn, other than his. No guns drawn. Like no one was, you know, firing anything. No one was getting into, you know, fighting him. He left. They said, please leave.
Well,
he left,
but he presumably went to the street. And then there was the issue of him being naked on the street.
But also, he might have, I'm guessing he showed up somehow on the street first and went down into the subway area and then went back up.
You think he came from home naked? Or took his clothes off, put
maybe
in his backpack?
Maybe his clothes were in the backpack. Maybe that's why he brought the backpack, was saying, well, I don't want to leave my clothes anywhere. They're probably going to make me put these back on. I might as well keep them on my back.
All right, it's always a good show when you start the program off with a completely naked Mang. Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.
One is angry. The other one is bald.
What do you think I mean, bald? Bald. Bald, bald.
Here's Man and Bone.
I want to point something out.
All right.
I, too, would be bald if I didn't take these pills every single day. I've been taking the Propecia pills or whatever the generic is called now.
Yeah.
For almost 20 years.
It's called amateur pecia.
Hey. I didn't think about it for a second. Good job. And I'm so terrified that if I stop taking these pills, like my hair will just fall out in one day. All of it.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because we were watching last night. I had the NBA games on and ESPN. I'm trying to remember who was alongside Richard Jefferson. I don't remember. It's one of the bald guys that does ESPN broadcasts, whatever. And so Richard Jefferson is obviously shaved head. This guy also shaved head, you know, probably trying to forestall the inevitable. And Melissa's like, wow, man, everybody's just, you know, out here not embracing their baldness. And I'm like, I too shave. Like, I don't let it grow long. I don't have like the, you know, coconut with a Hulu skirt on it.
Should.
Like, no, I'm not going to do
you
that.
You need a different look. And you can't shave it all the way.
No,
You can't be totally bald. You look like a Klan member.
Thanks.
You would. You would look like a total Klan member if you were totally bald.
I would think you look like a Klan member if you show up with a hood on. Like, that makes you.
Yeah, but don't you just stop
what
it
am
now.
I supposed to do? I'm bald. Like, I just.
You have that look to you.
A fat white guy who's bald.
No, there are other white people who can pull it off. I'm just saying that's not something you could pull off, I don't think.
No, I have like shaved it all the way down. It's too much maintenance. I don't know if people realize that's a lot of shaving. That is.
You got to do it every day.
Yeah, oh yeah, to get the cue ball look.
Yeah.
Like I have the stubble going and sometimes it gets a little longer than I have to shave it back down, but the cue ball polished dome thing, that's a whole nother level.
Like
of
Stanley
commitment.
Tucci. Stanley Tucci is a white guy, but he can pull off the shaved head look without you looking at Stanley Tucci like, oh, he's going to burn a cross on somebody's lawn.
But you're saying,
I think people would get the wrong impression.
You would accuse me of it even though you know me and know I would never do something
right.
like that.
I've known you for years.
That's bad.
But I would just yell racist at you and run away.
Well, I'm glad I don't shave my head all the way down then. Is it okay where it is now?
Well,
I just
it's fine
wanna,
now.
Okay, good. I just want to make
just
sure.
Look like every other fat soccer-loving guy.
Good.
Right now.
I don't want to give off any vibes that are not accurate, so good.
All right. A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.